Hello everyone, it's Catherine Lorham here. Welcome to the next edition of my Surviving Divorce podcast. Now, this weekend I am talking about Easter weekend because we've just had it. Yeah, and guys, I hope you had lots of Easter eggs. So, Easter weekend is a weekend that you are traditionally, I think, supposed to spend with your family and maybe friends. But what if you're newly divorced like me and you've lost touch with your friends? And also, maybe you don't want to spend time with your friends and family for one reason or another. Or what if you can't spend time with your friends and family because you don't have any and you've lost all your family? So this podcast is for kind of anybody who is in that situation. Now, this Easter weekend, I have been really busy. I've actually hardly seen my family. But I've had conversations with old friends and conversations with new friends. And it has been one of the best weekends of the year so far. And in case this is you, for next bank holiday weekend, here is what I got up to this weekend. So if you can just do just a part of what I did, you don't even have to run as far as I ran or don't even run at all. You may just go for a walk somewhere, even if it's just up the road. Then it's up to you. But you should still give yourself a massive pat on the back as you're living life. And sometimes, you know, that's hard enough. So this is just the start. And to quote Jazz and the plastic population, the only way is up. And you can have an amazing weekend filling your life with the things that you enjoy doing. As what I've learned so far on this journey is that doing things you enjoy is part of making you happy. So let's start on the Thursday evening. I was doing a bit of running this week and I was a little bit achy, so I booked into yoga, much to the delight of Rebecca, my yoga instructor, and I really enjoyed the session and even managed to balance on one leg, which I've really struggled with in the past. So clearly, all this running and trying to remember Alex's instructions of practicing standing on one leg when I'm remembering to do it, which is maybe once a week, is clearly starting to pay off. So let's move on to Good Friday. Step count, 32,704. Hot bloke count, 1, but he's gay and happily married. But every girl should have a gay friend in her life to flirt with. Calories, 1,762. Now, I don't work on a Friday or Monday, so technically I have an Easter holiday weekend every weekend. I can highly recommend it if you can afford to do it. But that is part of the reason why I'm still living with my parents. But I think it's more important for me to be living life than stuck in a flat on my own, struggling to pay the bills. So that's what I'm doing. And to be honest, I'm really loving it. Now, I've got my fell pony back, Merlin, and he had a full set of shoes put on by the farrier the day before. Now, if we were doing a hot bloke count for Thursday, he would definitely be in it. And he's also the same age as me. The only downside is he knows me and saw me partying when I was in my 20s when my nickname was Nutter. So anyway, with shoes on, it's time to take my fell pony Merlin for a hack on the roads. Now, there are always lots of posts about slowing down for horses and ponies. And the next part of this podcast is the reason why you should really do that. Now, I managed to mount or get on Merlin from the 5-bar gate outside the yard, which is handy and not easy to do. But it's just if I have to get off when hacking, there are lots of gates everywhere, I can get back on from those, so it's a kind of really good skill to have. Now, I go for the orange high-vis. I used to go for the pink look, but I've now progressed to orange high-vis. And if I'm on a pony on the roads, you will certainly see me. So we started off in the direction of a canal bridge. But unfortunately, just as we got there, a couple of canal boats went under, and then there was a woman with several screaming kids and a barky dog, at which point Merlin decided he really was not happy to proceed any further. And you should really try to persuade a pony to do what you want him to do. But sometimes there are some battles that you know you just can't win. So after 5 minutes and circling around in the middle of the road, going backwards a few times, I turned him around and walked him in the other direction. He was quite good in the other direction, only spooking at a few large hail bales, a fence post, a horse in the field, a car in a field. And it is a single track road. And the car that had to wait while Merlin decided that he wanted to audition for the spinning circus didn't seem to mind waiting for 5 minutes while I got him moving and parked on a wide enough verge without the danger of him jumping out onto his car bonnet. I did say thank you very much and he said you're more than welcome. I headed back to the yards, happy that we had actually survived the journey and we had got further along the road in the one direction than in the other. And always ride, end a ride on a positive note. So I turned home at that point with Merlin out in the field now for the day. I showered and headed off to Aintree to meet Ben Smith, who is the amazing marathon man. And he's the guy who ran 401 marathons in 401 days. And he was taking part in a 50-mile ultra race. I met Ben at the Marathon Ready retreat in Portugal a few months ago. Now, I had his number to track his progress, and Pippa and I parked up and went for a walk and then headed along the Pennine Way, which Ben was running along, and we were greeted with a massive hug when he saw us. And then we chatted, and then Pippa and I ran, me and my Converse and jeans, the rest of the way with him, and we chatted with his crew for a bit before we headed back with Pippa. Now, there was a social run on that evening, and I was having thoughts about whether or not to do it, but because I wanted to do a long run on Sunday and wasn't sure whether or not I should do both. But, you know, having met up with Ben and told him I was doing it, and because I told him, I then knew I'd have to do it. So, changed and ready, headed off without Pippa for the meeting point, parking slightly away so I can do a bit of a walk-run warm-up first. And we had been warned to wear old trainers as it can be a bit wet. And there was a really large group of people doing the run from West Kirby to Hillbrook Island at sunset across the beach. My running partner for this run and I counted 40 people, over 40 people in fact. But when we all set off across the sand, it was really, really wet. But I didn't actually mind having my feet wet. My running partner usually ran with someone else who wasn't doing this run. But it was nice to run and chat to someone new. And you find a lot out about people on runs. They tend to open up. It's a good place to talk and think. Now, her daughter has a couple of horses, so you can kind of guess the subject matter for most of the run. We headed to the small island first, and then the next one. Then across some slippery rocks to the main island of Hillbrook, which isn't inhabited anymore. Only the occasional stay by university of Liverpool Lea Hurst students. The island used to have a lighthouse on it and a lifeboat rescue place, but these are no longer in use. But you do get seals there, but there weren't any on this trip. We did see the most amazing sunset though. I do love a sunset. It is my favourite time of the day. And I think I've mentioned before that my dream is to have a house where I can sit and enjoy the setting sun every night, preferably with a nice glass of red wine. I took some snaps, and then we headed back, avoiding the muddy bits that could possibly be quicksand, as there is rumoured to be some in that area. A total of 6 kilometres run, and I really, really enjoyed the run. And I would definitely do it again with Pippa, off the lead, and spend a bit more time looking around the island. But you do need to be careful with the tides though, otherwise you could be there for 8 hours waiting for the tide to go back out again, and can get very windy there, and because it was really calm when we ran on that occasion. But had I not seen Ben and had I not told him that I was going to go and do the run, I might not have done it and I'd have missed out on that fantastic experience. So I was really, really glad that I did it. Now, Easter Saturday. Steps, 16,000. Hot bloat count, 0. Calories, 2,404. Bit too many, but there we go. It is Easter. Now, I do Merlin's stable at the weekend, so I headed off to do him in the morning before grabbing Pippa and heading off to the Morris Dancer Pub in Kelsall to do a walk that they have printed on their website. And it was 3.5 miles and it would take 1.5 hours, so enough time to do it before arriving back at the pub in time for our lunch booking, hopefully. So I met my friend in the car park and we set off following the instructions, chatting life through and what we've been doing since we last saw each other probably a little over a month ago. And we also had a laugh about things that we'd done as kids, and there were no PlayStations when we grew up, and we spent a lot of our childhood riding ponies, putting tents up, making our own games, and we had the most fun possible and we were always doing something. Like me, she's a bit of a tomboy, and the only time we had a girly session was when I tried to curl her hair with a hairbrush and her hair got completely tangled up in it and it took Mother 30 minutes to free her. I reminded her of that and we had a good laugh about it. After that, lesson learned, we went back to making mud pies and using bits of fences to defend the garden from wasp attacks. The walk was really through a really nice area, and we both enjoyed looking at the different styles of houses. She lives in a house very similar to the one that I lived in when I was in Scotland, and consequently, our main thoughts when looking at houses were how much and how difficult it would be to heat it and how much cleaning is involved. Her preference is, like mine, to have one ensuite with one bathroom and ideally only use one of them. We both like the idea, though, of large windows allowing sun to naturally heat the house, and are in favour of more eco-friendly properties. She mentioned a house that was built on the trailer, a small eco-home, and that sounded ideal for me. If it was somewhere that I could place it with a view of the sunset and maybe a small log burner to heat it for Pippa and I, that would be ideal. A little slice of heaven. And as long as I had somewhere to cook all my food, you know, I don't really need much more than that. Somewhere, maybe bookshelves to put my books. That'd be great, and listen to music, because they're the things that I like doing the most, and going out for nice walks. It would be nice to have Millen at home, but on the right livery yard, it's actually really good to get banter and chat and switch ideas and stories about horses. And it's the social contact in Scotland that I think I'd missed, but finding the right yard to have your horse on livery is definitely worth its weight in gold. So our walk done, we then headed into the pub for our lunch. I booked a table by the bar area for Pippa to come in as well. And I achieved something that I have always wanted to do, and that was to be able to take a dog into a pub for a meal. We located our table with a reserve card on it, and by table service, ordered drinks, got the menu, and a bowl of water was brought for Pippa, who was really thirsty after our walk, which is a great idea. We ordered quickly. I opted for the Croque Madame. It was high calorie, but I knew I was doing a long run the next day, so I wanted something a bit more substantial. And it was very, very nice. My friend went for the quiche, which she enjoyed, and we followed with coffee and a small chocolate brownie from the drink and small dessert choice menu for me, while she opted for the hot chocolate. Pippa was exceptionally well behaved. I went on a walk organised by a pub the month or so before. So Pippa had been in the pub before, and also was less excited this time. And she sits by the table at home when I'm eating. So as soon as the food arrived, she just laid down and went to sleep. The chocolate brownie there is absolutely just to die for. Just in case you're thinking of going there and trying it, it's really worth it. And have a look at their Facebook page to see about the next organised walk as well, as they do it on a Sunday, starting with bacon sandwiches. And you can book a table for Sunday lunch, which I will be trying to do, as it was recommended to me by one of the waitresses from the last walk. And if you are on your own, see if any pubs in your area are doing the same thing. You don't even have to have a dog. You could just go as part of a group, and you will soon end up being given a dog to hold, as somebody usually has more than one. And then book a table for a meal afterwards, and you'll feel at home, as you will have already just been on a walk with all of the bar staff. So when you're eating your meal, you won't actually feel alone, and you'll probably find they'll have a lot of chat and banter with you anyway. Now, we left late afternoon, and I dropped Pippa off and headed back to the stables to ride Merlin, opting for the arena this time, although he was not best pleased at being ridden at tea time, and he did have a bit of a fell pony strop. The best thing is just to let him get on with it while you sit there quietly. Then after a bit of discussion, I managed to get him to walk forwards instead of backwards, which he can do very well, but it's will be great for any future novice dressage tests which require that movement. Fell ponies really aren't for the faint-hearted. He's actually had 7 different owners in 7 years. But there is a saying in the fell pony world, the harder they are to get going, the better the pony they make in the end. And he's got a lot of potential, that's for sure. And like most things, it's just going to take time. My evening was a quiet, relaxing one, preparing for my long run the next day. Easter Sunday, calorie count 2000, including an Easter egg. Hot bloke 1, I nearly fell over when I saw him, and 34,111 steps. Now this is the day of the resurrection of Christ, but most people now just associate it with chocolate eggs. Now I had been invited along with my parents to my next door neighbour's house as we did at Christmas, but this ended in a slightly drink-fueled argument last time, so do you know, it wasn't really something I was keen to repeat, and I'm already planning Christmas dinner avoidance tactics as well. Christmas Eve is a Sunday. I think I'll book a cottage somewhere for Pippa and I to go to and hide in. I had planned to drive up to the Lake District on Sunday and do a walk there. However, I was so late getting to the stables, then decided to lunge Merlin, which basically means him going round me in a rope on a small circle of 20 metres, and then chatted to one of the girls there, which meant that not only I didn't leave the yard until 10 o'clock, the time that I'd actually wanted to arrive in the Lake District. So, and I was also now looking at getting a new saddle for Merlin based on our conversation. So I thought, actually, I'd maybe stay closer to home. I showered the stable dust off and got Pippa in the car with a supply of water, popped a dog biscuit in my bum bag, forgetting my protein bar. And we headed for Hooton Railway Station car park, where you can park for the grand total of £1 a day and get the train into Liverpool. Or alternatively, you can walk the Wirral Way. Now, I had planned to run 5 miles of the Wirral Way, then turn around and run 5 miles back. And at the beginning, I met a guy from Newcastle at the start who was going to walk the whole thing, which then maybe got me thinking. And after a warm-up walk with Pippa, we set off at a run, only deviating from the path slightly to locate a dog poo bin. The surface is really nice to run on. It's a bit more trail-like. There's lots of different landscapes to admire as we ran past. And I was looking at the amount of horse poo, as was Pippa, and I'm lucky not to have sustained a shoulder injury, stopping her from eating all of it as we ran along. And there are mountain blocks to ride at various places, and my brain was already planning to ride the whole thing with Merlin at some point. Thinking through the logistics of being dropped off in West Kirby by my parents, taking a spare set of 4x4 keys, and picking up and loading Merlin on the trailer at Hooton Car Park, Station Car Park, ensuring that the already paid parking ticket was hidden somewhere in the 4x4. And I've been planning to do some long distance trails with Merlin when I originally got him, so this would be a really great place to start. I just need to work out a way now of taking Pippa as well, but that problem was not insurmountable. When Pippa and I reached the 5 mile mark, an idea had already formed in my mind of running 10 miles the whole Wirral Way and getting my parents to pick me up. I could then come back and run the other three at some point. I did have to walk most of mile 6 though, as it was a longer road and it was really, really busy with people buying ice cream. Someone nearly lost theirs when Pippa jumped up at them. So after that, I tried to walk in the road where possible to avoid people. As we started on a mile 7, it seemed a bit crazy not to run the whole thing. I mean, if I was calling my parents at mile 10, by the time they got to wherever I was, I could easily run the extra 3 miles anyway. So at mile 10, I took a picture of my Garmin for the Easter competition that I'd entered remotely and called Mother to ask if she could pick me up from Morrison's in West Kirby, and off we continued. Now, the last 2 miles were a bit tough on the thighs and hips, and I did walk for most of the last mile to Morrison's and arrived at the same time as my parents, who then took a very tired Pippa, who had enjoyed her large Bonio biscuit, back with them, dropping me at the station to collect my car and get my protein bar out of the boot. Easter egg eaten sometime soon after, I then headed down to bring my fell pony in, and then back to cook myself some turkey fajitas, as surprisingly, I actually wasn't very hungry. I then showered and started writing my podcast and watching some more of Beauty and the Beast, which is surprisingly addictive watching. Easter Monday. Calories, 1,990. Steps, most likely about 6,000. Hot blokes, zero. A slower start today, a more relaxing day ahead for Pippa and I. Writing this podcast in the morning before meeting up with Pippa's breeder to take her for a walk with her mum and her brother and sister, who apparently keep trying to keep the breeder over to our house to see Pippa. Then we headed for a local country park with lots of woodlands and streams for them to have a play in, which they did. Ollie the male was particularly entertaining, doing a kind of dolphin impersonation in the pond. Pippa usually stays on dry land, but even she went into the stream and ran across it, copying the others and getting wet. I'm now seriously thinking about taking her to try out the self-service bath at Pets at Home this week. Now, after 3 days of glorious sunshine, there's a lot of rain about today. And in the rural world, they have a saying, make hay while the sun shines. And we should look upon our lives that way. When the sun is shining, get out into the fresh air and enjoy being alive, so that when it starts raining, you don't actually mind spending the day indoors, reading, relaxing, or watching old movies, or whatever it is that you like to do. Me, I'm going to curl up with Pippa, with the hot chocolate, and watch some cheesy romantic film. The one where the guy loses the girl, tries to forget her, but then they get together in the end, as fate always has a way of bringing two people together who should be. And as in this life, what's for you will not go by you, and everything always turns out okay in the end. So have an amazing week, everybody. Take care, and thanks very much for listening.